which leads right into our conversation about prostate cancer awareness. Folks, I think it's important for us to take a look at the statistics and to talk about why it is that more Black men end up with prostate cancer. Black men are more likely to get prostate cancer than white men and Asian American men in this country. They're more likely also to catch it late and to end up dying from prostate cancer. I am the daughter of a prostate cancer survivor, and I remember sitting with my father when he got his diagnosis. And because of his age, the doctor informed him, look, you can make a decision. You can either decide to go forward with the surgery, and it's going to be a tough road coming back, or you could do nothing. You're at that bump age. He said, if you waited one more year, surgery wouldn't even be an option for you at this point, because you would be, your age would make it difficult for you to bounce back. I thought the best person to kind of help us to raise the awareness on this is Coach Chauncey Whitehead, who is, I would argue, and I think I'm really kind of biased, the best coach here in Baltimore City. Coach Chauncey, how are you?
Good afternoon, Dr. K, and good afternoon, listeners. I'm glad to be here. Glad to be here to especially talk about this subject.
And we're happy to have you, because you have been on your Facebook page, Coach Chauncey. You've been trying to raise the flag about prostate cancer. One of the things I noticed that you pointed out to me, if you put something up there about a concert, about a celebrity, everybody's commenting. But you, when you put up something on prostate cancer, the world is silent, at least on your page. Can you talk about the challenges of even having the conversation about prostate cancer with Black men?
Well, you know, one of the challenges is we just don't want to talk about it. Don, my father was a prostate cancer survivor, and there's a lot of reasons that the subject can be complex for Black men to talk about. But what I try to remove from that is we talk about a lot of different issues in our community, and this is one of those issues that we need to talk about. September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. And I just tried to raise the awareness on my Facebook page, and I'm thankful to you and other individuals that are helping to raise the awareness. As the gentleman just said before he got off the phone, I'm trying to raise the awareness of checkups for all Black men at any age. So by the time you get to that magical 45 age range, if you've been getting your health assessments on a yearly, on an annual basis, by the time you get into that number where your prostate cancer exam, colonoscopy, you'll be so used to getting your yearly exam. It's like you said, one of the reasons is, unfortunately, Black men, when they finally get the diagnosis, they could be at stage 3 or stage 4, and a lot of times they haven't got their checkups, and I'm trying to raise the awareness and let you know. I had a friend the other day called me. There are a lot of clinics that are giving free prostate cancer exams. One is Chesapeake Urology. And if you just do a quick Google search, free prostate cancer exams, it can lead you to where you need to be.
Now, one of the things I want to throw out here, Coach, is that Black men are 50% more likely to develop prostate cancer and twice as likely to die from prostate cancer. Since I am not familiar with this as a woman, how painful is the exam for the prostate?
You know, it's not that painful. It's more of a mental and a stigma pain. It's not that painful at all. And sometimes in the community, a lot of issues that, you know, come from what they heard someone else say. It's going to be less painful, Dr. K and listeners, to have that exam than to live with stage 3 or stage 4 prostate cancer and all the exams and the tests that you have to have after that. So it is easier to get through that exam, get your diagnosis, and start your treatment than it is to have to try to live with it. So one of the ways to take away that stigma and that myth is to start a conversation, which I've tried to do on my Facebook page, the different articles and the different posts that I've put up there for support groups, how to have the conversation about going for your prostate exam with a loved one, how to have the conversation if you've been diagnosed. One of the keys is to let's start talking about it, Black men. Find a group. Let's start talking about it.
And so the other thing I want to ask you, Coach. Okay, so I'm married to a Black man. I have two sons, one of which my son, Amir, my fencer, you coach him. So you know I'm surrounded by men. How do I have that conversation? Do I tell my husband, hey, you need to get prostate checked? Should I be looking for him, maybe having frequent trips to the bathroom? Like, what should I do to be more proactive to make sure that the men that I love in my life, that they are moving towards taking care of themselves?
You know, it's kind of funny you should mention that, but I'll say it again. The conversation should start about trying to encourage your men in your house to have their annual exam. So by the time you get to the point and you're living with a black man and it's your husband, and you start to notice that they're having more frequent trips to the restroom. I can remember when I was about 45 years old, I went home to visit my mother. And she said, son, it seems like you've been going to the restroom a little bit more. Have you had your PSA check? And, you know, a mother can do that. But with a wife or a loved one, I think one of the better ways to start the conversation with your husband or your mate is, hey, you know, have you thought about having a prostate exam? And if so, let's do some research. Let's talk about it. Because one thing about my species is we're very simple. You know, we're very simple. We receive love and we give love. So if you come in an understanding that look, yes, he's been taking a few trips to the bathroom, but what does he know? You know, how can I help you? Because a lot of the women are our ears and our eyes to our health. They encourage us to go get those exams. And so I think out of love, trying to talk to your mate, talk to your loved one, and encourage them together, we can do a little research and see what your next step, whether it be the exam or going to a urologist.
And so, folks, I just want to say at this moment, I want to ask you to call because we're going to get into another topic that I think people are not going to like, Coach, but I'm going to go and put it on the table. But to take care of the men in your life. And sisters, hey, when's the last time you had your mammogram? Like, you need to also start prioritizing your own health. I know when the Wakanda Prince died, everybody was running to get a colonoscopy because I called myself. I've put it off. I had put it off for years. And then when Chadwick Boseman died, I was like, you know what? I cannot put this off any longer. And I remember calling in the midst of a global pandemic, trying to make an appointment to get a colonoscopy and having the nurse, the booking nurse, say, look, everybody's calling this weekend. What happened? I was like, Chadwick Boseman died of colon cancer. And it scared a lot of us into that thing you put off of bringing it to the table.
Right. And as you said, but then we have to, at the moment, it was important, but we have to make it part of our conversation. I've told black men, when you see a black man, you give him some dap and you give him some love, especially if they're at a certain age. Ask them, have they had their annual checkup? How's their blood pressure? Have you had your PSA? Have you had your colonoscopy? That needs to be part of the daily conversation, not when one of our sports heroes or one of our entertainment heroes die. It should be your local hero, your neighbor, your friend, your brother, your wife. We need to have that conversation on a daily basis.
Now, before I go into the next topic with you, Coach, which is about obesity, I want to talk about the fried chicken. I want to talk about the healthcare choices that we make as we start moving into Thanksgiving, because you have a whole idea when you talk about people laying on more and more carbs going into the holiday. Before we get into that conversation, let me get Stephen on the phone. He's calling in. Stephen, how are you?
Hey, Stephen, how are you?
Can you hear me?
Stephen, how are you?
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for calling. You're on with myself and Coach Chauncey.
I want to ask the doctor, does constipation affect your prostate? Does it make your prostate enlarge?
All right. Thank you so much, Stephen. So now let me go. So Stephen, Chauncey is a coach. And one of the things Chauncey always tells, he points me towards my doctor, but he was asking, Coach, about constipation. Perhaps something is happening with his body. What would you recommend for him to do?
Let me first of all start with this, Stephen, is that I'm a certified fitness professional, and I would refer you to your medical professional, your doctor, or your medical practitioner, because constipation can be caused by a lot of different things. So I would suggest that you reach out to your primary care and ask them and let them know that you've been having some issues with constipation, and can they give you some advice? So hopefully I was helpful enough into steering you into the right direction.
I think what's interesting, Coach, is that so often we, particularly as parents, I know I do this as a mom, if my son stumbles and scratches his knee, I'm taking him to the doctor. If I break my foot, I might wait a week. So I'm like, oh, I'll be okay. I try to walk through the pain because I don't prioritize myself and my own pain and my own body. Can you talk just for a minute about how, when you start getting a little bit older, how important it is to prioritize your own health and your own well-being?
You know, it's funny you should mention. I was having a conversation with a friend the other day, especially as it relates to women, mothers, and significant others. You spend so much time looking out and making sure everyone else goes to their doctor's appointment, gets to their class, that you tend to forget about prioritizing your health. I told a friend of mine that once on your calendar, just circle one day out of the 30 days where you're going to listen to your health. You're going to think about what you haven't done as relates to your eating habits, what you haven't done as relates to your physical fitness, and the medical appointments that you need to schedule or that you've canceled or you postponed. If you do that once a month, that I call it your health and wellness day, where you concentrate on your health, that'll help you, because sometimes all of us, Dr. K, I'm sure the listeners, we get busy helping someone, helping one another, where we lose focus that if I'm not in good physical condition and my health is deteriorating, I really can't help others. So I tell people, circle one day out of the month where you do an inventory on your health and yourself.
I like that. Let me get Mark on the phone from Pikesville. Mark, how are you?
Dr. K, always a pleasure. It's been a long time.
Yes, happy to have you back.
Yes. Oh, man, this is a great conversation because, and hello to you as well, Coach. I am definitely have been one of those neglectors of myself. Dr. K, I've never shared this with you, but 2.5 years ago, as a 5'7" man, I was 388 pounds. Today, Dr. K, I'm 227 pounds.
Congratulations!
Yes, and I'm not even at my goal. I'm focused every day. Every morning, I'm up doing a 5-mile walk every morning in that crisp morning air.
Nice.
And I've just made so many changes because I've had so many warnings around me. Watching my dad take his last breath with so many health issues, a WAMPT from diabetes as well. Mm-hmm. And I just, made a conscious decision. But the prostate exam was one of those things that I was avoiding. I had that phobia. I would always question, why did it have to be that way? Just having that phobia of what they had to do that exam. But I've since changed my mind, and I'm so glad we're having this conversation, because I actually just had a conversation with a coworker today where we're going to do something next month for breast cancer, and the coworker who was a female said to me, what bothers me is that all we're concerned about is breast cancer when there are so many others. And
absolutely.
I said, no, they actually have a color, for prostate cancer for men to wear as well.
It's blue.
So
it's
she said we need a prostate cancer awareness month as well. So I'm getting my exams more regular. But Dr. K, just on a funny note, when you say, how do you have that conversation with your husband? My wife, she had a funny conversation with me one time when I kept avoiding it. She said, it's no problem, honey, because I keep the insurance policy paid up.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
I like that.
And Dr. K, and then, now, I know this is a family show, and I'm going to hang up on this one. She said, but if you don't get it, there are some things that I can stop doing as well. I said,
uh-oh.
I got
them. Suffice to say, you seem to be in good shape today.
I'm doing well today.
Thank
Dr.
you so
K,
much,
always
Mark.
A pleasure.
The time,
you know, with us being back in school, the time I got a little, I'll be getting off. When I'm getting in that car, you guys are just about going off, but I miss you guys. And I'm going to try to get on as much as I can.
Thank you so much, Mark. I appreciate you. So, Chauncey, Coach, let me come back to you then. I just want to, something that he said I want to drill in on, not about what his wife won't do. I want to drill in on taking that first step for fitness. Can you talk? I'm going to ask you, Coach, because I'm trying to be transparent with my listeners. But a couple weeks ago, when I joined the walk, because Coach Chauncey has a lot of people walking, the angels and the champions walk on Sunday morning. It was a 10-mile walk. And so I was up front with Mayor Sheila Dixon, and she's in amazing condition. So I'm up there, I'm running, I'm walking. I was down for, what, 3-4 days? And my knee is still sometimes kind of hurting me. What did I do wrong, Coach?
What did you do wrong is what most of us do, especially here in America in January. We go to the gym with the right intentions. I want to lose weight and I want to exercise and I feel great today, so I want to leave out of the gym feeling tired. The problem is not the 10 miles. You weren't ready for the 10 miles. Your body was prepared in your training for 6 to 7, but you got caught up in the environment and the energy, just like when everyone runs to the gym in January, and you overexerted yourself and you put a lot of stress on your body and your knees, and your delayed muscle soreness, which typically happens 2 days later, set in, and sometimes it can last as much as 2 weeks. So your question, how do you start? Take your time. It's a process. If someone asked me, one of the listeners right now, I would suggest if you want to start a walking program, I don't care how great you feel today, limit your walk to 30 minutes. Mm. The reason is so your muscles can recover and you could get back out and walk tomorrow. Then you could walk 40 minutes. Then maybe take a day off. The next day, walk 45. It was that your body wasn't ready for the 10 miles. Your mind was, but your body wasn't conditioned. And that's usually one of the reasons why people stop exercising. They go to the gym, they exert themselves to the point of exhaustion and muscle failure, and they never want to feel that feeling again. Just like you felt with those 10 miles. You're probably like, you know what? I'm going to let Mayor Dixon walk up there by herself. I'm never going back up there again. But somehow you have to go through it. So with all seriousness, listeners, start slow, even if it's weights, even if it's strength training. Do not lift until you're tired if it's the first time you're in the gym. You want to lift where your muscles can feel that they're working, but not to the point of exhaustion. You want your muscles to recuperate so physically and mentally you'll come back to the gym.
Can you talk about the importance, Coach, of having a coach? I know that, I mean, I work out with you at 5 a.m. in the morning, and I tell people, you know, a lot of times I come not just because I enjoy your company, which I do, it's 5 a.m., but a lot of times I come just because I can't think of a reason not to come. I sit there and go, I lay in my bed going, you know what, it's 4:15, so maybe it's raining, maybe it's snowing, maybe my car, I just can't think of a good reason not to come, so I get on up and come. And sometimes you need that accountability if you can't get yourself up and stay motivated.
You know, absolutely. One, I appreciate all of my clients, and I appreciate you coming at that crazy time at 5 a.m. You know, trainers can help you develop a program that is, first and foremost, safe, efficient, help you correctly do the exercise moves, and keep you motivated. And most importantly, accountable. You know, accountability is the key, is that you need to have someone that's going to say, Dr. K, Chauncey, Brian, Mike, today is Wednesday, you got to come in here and work out. And to make sure, again, that you're doing the exercises safely and you know why you're doing them. You know why you're doing them. What muscles are they going to work? And so you can have a program that at the end of the day, you can see results because you know why you're doing it. You can stay safe because you know why you're doing it. You can stay safe again. I'm going to stay on that word to make sure you don't have injuries because you know how to do the exercises properly and to stay motivated and keep it fun. Because trainers, we're told we're only limited by our imagination. Sometimes I do. I'll pull out an exercise out of the sky. And I'll add a variation to it that's a safe variation, but it makes it a little fun. So trainers can help you with safety, teach you how to do the exercises properly, and make sure your exercise is what I call the double E's, efficient and effective. Mm. Efficient and effective.
Can I also put on the table one of the things that I know that you and definitely Mayor Dixon did during COVID-19 is you made sure you walked every week, not just for the fitness aspect. Can you just talk about the mental health aspect of getting out and just walking for a moment, if you can just kind of explore that?
You know, Dr. K and listeners, when COVID hit in March, like everyone else, I was confused. I was scared. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know who was saying what. And the only thing I could think about was my mental health. I was stressed. I'm a runner, but I did not want to run, Dr. K. I did not want that stress. I wanted to relax and just breathe. So what I decided to do is I decided to start walking on Sundays just to relax, think about this new thing we're talking about, COVID-19. And what I found that walking every Sunday, by the time Monday came around and all this information was all over TV, I was not stressed. I was relaxed, and I just felt a calmness. So then I introduced that to, of course, my client and my friend, Mayor Dixon. She started walking to me, walking with me. The next thing you know, other clients came along. Then we started inviting friends. We walked 52 weeks, consecutive weeks, for our mental health. Everyone started feeling better about this new thing called COVID. We kept the pounds off, and we met new friends. We started a little community, to the point that on our anniversary of 52 weeks in a row, that all the major television stations in Baltimore came out to cover our Corona walk, quote unquote, a Rona walk, which a lot of it was to keep ourselves physically healthy, but also mentally healthy, and have a why of during the week, let's get together and walk and just fellowship.
So my last two comments, because I know we don't have much time. So we've talked about our men, having that conversation with them. Come on, baby, let's check out, get your PSA check. That's not a public service announcement. It's the numbers for your prostate check. Get that done. We talked about mammograms. We talked about even taking that first step, getting out and walking. What if my son or my daughter, what if my child is obese? What do I do then?
You know, one of the things I always say is a great tool is the internet. You know, I would suggest that you Google and do a little research. And if your child is obese, children look at their parents. They look at their parents. And if your child is obese, then out of love, you want to be the example for your child. Not just tell them where to go, but try to get out and walk with your child. I found successful, and even in my training and some of my colleagues, where you've had parental and you've had the child training with a trainer together. So they're both getting that good energy, that good positive motivation, and they're learning the correct way to exercise, because children tend to look at us. You're telling me, Mom, I know I'm a little bit overweight and I need to work out, or Dad, what about you? So we want to make sure that we are the example. Too many people my age tell their children and grandchildren, hey, PE was out when I was in recreation. We played. Well, what about you? It's never coming back. How can you help your grandchild? How can you help your child? You start moving with them. And again, there's a lot of fun resources on the internet that can help you start a youth exercise program at home with your children.
Thank you so much, Coach Chauncey Whitehead from Mission Fit. Thank you for the work you're doing to raise Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Thank you, Coach.
And thank you very much. Remember, September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Wear blue. Blue is the color.
Wear blue. Blue is the color. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
So, folks, when we come back, what exactly are NFTs and why are some worth millions? I don't know what it is. It's all about cryptocurrency in this electronic world. Why don't we find out about NFTs together right after the break?